Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shube, great to have you with us again. How are you this afternoon?
Very well, thank you, Simon. How are you doing?
I'm also very, very, very well. And I'm looking at the topic that we're going to chat about this afternoon, which is source protection and physical distancing and proper mask wearing. Wow, you'd think a year into a pandemic we would kind of know this stuff by now. I don't think we do.
I thought it's worth going through it again and just showing that all the updated scientific investigations, scientific literature, in fact, sing the same hymn from the same hymn sheet, if I can say that on Chai FM.
I was kind of surprised, but enjoyed it. Yeah, go on, Prof.
Okay. You know, coming up for the winter season, of course, we do really need to kind of be very concerned and very dedicated and very conscientious about our infection prevention. I spoke yesterday about the issues of ventilation in rooms. And I'll speak tomorrow about surfaces, cleaning and cleaning of surfaces, cleaning of air. But today, I really want to talk, as you mentioned earlier, on source control, S-O-U-R-C-E, not control of S-O-U-C-E, but S-O-U-R-C-E. And there are two things. One of the things is the physical distancing. We have spoken about it before, and I'll emphasize it. You know, the exhale droplets are what transmits infection. So you need to kind of keep at least a distance of 6 feet from individuals who are talking, who are singing, who are shouting, who are laughing, and so on, because that's at least a safe distance away from those infectious droplets which people generate. And it kind of, it's individual thing, you know, you keep away from individuals. And that goes for when one is socializing, when one was, talking to people and so on. And then crowding is another issue. We know that there are limitations in the number of individuals indoors that are part of the restrictions, as well as outdoors, in fact, but indoors as well. And it really is, should be at least more than 50% of the floor space, or should put it the other way around, there should be fewer people than 50% of the floor space. And obviously raised voices, if one's singing, like in shul, for example, or laughing or shouting, then of course there's a greater risk, a greater degree of exhaled infectious aerosols or droplets coming out of an individual. So that's the physical distancing. It's very important to kind of maintain it. And this, of course, goes especially with socializing, where one tends to kind of come closer than that distance. Then masks. Now, I know we've spoken very extensively about masks. There's a new publication which has come out, in fact, a week ago, talking about double masking. You know, most people use these medical masks, these kind of disposable masks, those blue turquoise masks with elastic goes behind the ears, those medical masks, they're pretty okay, but the only problem is they're really designed to be used one-off or very few times before being disposed of. And I see around people have been using the same mask for a long time because they start to get flabby, they're starting to kind of slip down below the nose, just because they've lost their freshness. So if one is using a disposable mask, it can't be used more than a few times. But the double masking is suggesting using a medical mask, in other words, the disposable mask, and then over that, a cloth mask. Now, some people will find that a little bit difficult to breathe through. It has been shown in this experimental situation where they looked at it that the filtration efficacy goes higher. But you know, one can just do, even if one's wearing a cloth mask, which is pretty good, you do the blow test. You kind of blow, and if you can feel a current of air on the other side, if your hand's right against the mask, then obviously it hasn't got efficient filtration. So that's a very easy way of kind of testing, is it adequate in terms of filtering infectious droplets? And a mask should, but not uncomfortably, but snugly,